Let me speak to Teresa, who's on the line. Teresa, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, Teresa. Teresa, you're going to tango us in some way, are you?
I'm going to tango you, hopefully, yes. So, and maybe hopefully Frank interests yourself in coming along and trying out a wee bit of tango.
You see, I'm mad keen to do a bit of jiving. This is something I'm taking slow steps towards. But tango, I think that's a step beyond me. Tell me what you're at, what's happening.
Well, first of all, it's not just tango, it's Argentine tango.
Oh!
Yes. And what's happening is we're having a fifth and international tango festival in the city this weekend.
So this is the fifth annual Argentine Tango Festival. Is that what it is, or just a general dance-a-thon of some sort?
No, this is Argentine Tango, which is danced worldwide. But we have a festival here in our own city, and people don't know about it.
This is Belfast?
This is Belfast.
Okay, go ahead.
And
yeah.
We have it in the Crescent Arts Centre here in Belfast. And we start tomorrow evening, the 24th, and it's open tomorrow evening with the taster class, and that is for anyone, no, even if you have never danced before, to come along and try out.
And so that's people getting a wee sample of it, but what about the action-packed stuff? And when are we going to have all that sort of lust and loveliness that goes with tango?
Oh, that lust and loveliness is happening this weekend, because the festival runs from Friday the 24th to Sunday the 26th. And we have international people visiting the city, and our dancers are from Argentina, because we only use the authentic Argentine teachers. And Belfast Argentine Tango Society is a non-profit organisation that aims to promote Argentine tango. So our festival is our fifth in the city this year, and we're using Argentine teachers to teach people. And on Saturday evening, there is going to be a massive performance with these teachers showing off their skills and their performance. And it's going to be a spectacular event. Now, one of the couples we have was Fabian Peralta and his partner, Josefina, who were with us in 2012, and they were so well-renowned that we wanted them back again. So we'll have them this year. And our other couple are Pablo and Daniela, their partner, and they were with us last year. And by popular request, they're back again this year. Their performance was spectacular. It just blew the house down.
And what would they be wearing? What are their outfits? I imagine there's a lot of sort of black and fishnet. Am I right?
Well, you can, yes. The colours for tango is actually red and black. That's official. But people can wear whatever they like, and they like to sparkle, and they like to dress up. And it's a chance for the men to wear their suits and their dicky bows and really strut their stuff. Really, Argentine tango is different from other dances in the sense that it's a partnered dance, yes, but it's an improvised dance. So what happens is when people get up onto the floor, they absolutely don't know what their partner is going to do, and that's what is the difference in Argentine tango.
That might suit me. That might be my stuff.
Yeah,
if you can do whatever you want.
Really, well, it's a leader-led dance. So the
it's
leader
a
is
oh, the
a
leader, leader-led.
A leader-led dance. Mm-hmm. So what happens is the leader gets a follower up onto the floor, and they listen to the music and they dance the music. And that's what the key of Argentine tango is.
Now tell me this, would this be the right sort of music? If not, you know, tell me, have a listen to this. So would that be the right beat, or is that too tame?
Frank, I'm already dancing around my living room floor. I've already kicked my leg up. So you've really picked the tune.
You see, our production team, they know Argentine tango when they come across it. So, Teresa, you're good at it yourself.
Well, I've been dancing from 2005 here in Belfast. And so there is a lot of classes and social evenings happening here in the city, especially in West Belfast. We've been here for 5 years, so people don't really know about it. We're operating in the West on the Falls Road. Our classes are in the community centre in Market Street in the centre of the city. And we do have social evenings in the Sunflower Bar in the town as well. So there's a lot happening, but people can actually go on to our website. We're on Facebook, and we have lots of information there.
Okay, what's your group called, if people want to look it up?
It's called the Belfast Argentine Tango Society.
Teresa, you sell it well, girl, and I hope you have a great weekend at it. Thanks for letting us know about it.
Thank you, Frank, for giving us this chance to promote. And really, anybody out there that can put one foot in front of the other can come along and have a go.
Okay.
And it's a chance to really meet new friends, get up onto the floor, have a bit of fun, and promote Belfast with all our visitors this year that are coming along from every part of the world.
And you have to be a bit sultry and wiggle a lot.
You get there eventually, but the first part is the walk. So, Frank, we would love to see you tomorrow evening. You're more than welcome. It's a free taster class, and it's sponsored by the Belfast City Council. And there's lots happening this weekend. People would really have fun and really, you know, promote Belfast, because people don't know Argentine tangos existing here.
Well, there you go. We certainly know it exists now. Teresa, thank you very much. Crescent Arts Centre seems to be the place to be. Oh, throw me another well-ironed shirt.